Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. We are once again in Wittenberg as we are trekking through Luther's life. And this week we are taking a break from looking at the events and some of the places in Luther's life to talk about some of his books. Today we are going to look at a set of writings that are very crucial to Luther and come at a rather important time. They are called the Three Treatises, and they were written in the fall of 1520. Before the Three Treatises were written, Luther received the papal bull. This is the Exsurge Domine letter that comes from Leo X. It declares Luther to be a wild boar, loose in the gospel of Jesus Christ, trampling underfoot the gospel and the church. That's what the Pope thought of Luther. What did Luther think of the Pope and the papal bull? Well, he ignored it, and then he burned it. Of course, all this set the stage for the Diet, or the Diet at Worms, in 1521. And in between those, in the fall of 1520, he writes the Three Treatises. The first of the Three Treatises is his address to the German nobility, or to the German princes. He opens that book with this line, "The time for silence is past, and the time to speak has come." And in this book, he calls upon the German princes to play a role in bringing reform to the church. He had looked to the church at the beginning of the 95 Theses. He wanted a debate within the church. He wanted to see the church reform its ways. But now, by the fall of 1520, he's convinced that the Roman church is not capable of doing this. And so he calls upon the princes to play a role. He also calls upon the princes to challenge this structure of the Holy Roman Empire. Well, in the second of the three treatises, he turns to the Holy Roman Catholic Church. And here, this treatise is entitled The Babylonian Captivity of the Church. Its focus in this text is the sacraments. And Luther will challenge the church's view of 7 sacraments. He will see that only 2 sacraments are biblical, the sacrament of baptism and the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. But more than that, Luther wants us to see that these sacraments don't just simply work automatically. The Latin expression was ex opera operato. By their working, they work. As if to say, simply by being baptized and simply by showing up to Mass and by last rites or having the extreme unction, you would be okay. It's just simply an automatic thing. Sometimes we call this nominalism. You're a Christian in name only. And that's what was very much the case in Luther's day. Well, what Luther does as he comes to these sacraments is he reminds us of the role of faith. When he's talking about the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, this is what he says. It is a divine promise, and we come to it in faith. Luther says this, "For this treatment of Christ in the sacrament is the one remedy against sins, past, present, and future. If you but cling to it with unwavering faith and believe that what the words of the sacrament declare is freely granted to you. But if you do not believe this, you will never get anywhere in any works or by any efforts on your own. You will never be able to find peace of conscience, for faith alone means peace of conscience, while unbelief only means distress of conscience." Well, that takes us to our third treatise, The Freedom of the Christian. This is a little booklet, really. It's not that long, but in it, Luther tackles a very difficult subject, the subject of how do I live the Christian life? Well, he starts this off with a paradox. A Christian is perfectly free, Lord of all, subject to none. We need to realize what our standing in Christ means. It means that we have true liberty. But then Luther says this, a Christian is a perfectly dutiful servant of all, subject to all. And so as Luther has us think about how we live the Christian life, he reminds us of 2 seemingly paradoxical things, but they do come together. And that is that we see ourselves as free in Christ, and we also see ourselves as a servant to Christ and also a servant to others. Well, that's Luther in his three treatises from the fall of 1520. And I'm Steve Nichols from Wittenberg, and thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History. Well, I see we have a moment left, so here's a quote from the Puritan Thomas Boston. "We owe the most unreserved and unlimited obedience to the will and command of the great Lord of heaven and earth, and that without exception or reserve, say to the contrary, whoever will."